Hey everybody, Kyler Davenport here in the Great Northwest, and it is a beautiful day today up here in the mountains in the South Hills, and we are back to our home base. We'll be traveling a little bit more if the weather holds up. We'll be headed down toward the coast here again, probably next week, to do some interviews. I want to invite all of you out tonight to the show, Maiden Voyage Ministries. I'm going to have on Mr. Donald Rutledge, an old friend of mine. We go back a ways, and it should be a very powerful show. I'm also going to hope that Miss Josephine Rains calls in, my co-host on my show tomorrow night. We're going to see if we can't just have a ball and rock the house tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a great show, and I think tonight's going to be a really good show. And I want you all to try to get over to the Facebook page over there and look at the note I wrote this morning. Together we stand, divided we fall. I think it's a good note. I think it really says a lot. It definitely came from the depths of my heart. And, you know, it's powerful. I think it's powerful because it really describes who we are, what we're trying to do, why we're trying to do it, and what we need out of you all to help us do it, to work together as a community. A collective. I know you've heard those words before: unity, fellowship, togetherness, kind of getting on the same page, working on some of these very important issues that concern each and every one of us, and especially our children and our grandchildren and their children to come, which will be many, I'm sure. People are living longer at great expense, of course. People are not necessarily living smarter, though. Wisdom is in short supply. I talked about that in my note this morning. And I know that this station, I know that myself, I can be very, very rough on you all, but that's just who I am. You know, that's who I am. That's where I am. That's what I am. And I've been down a rough road in my life, and I bring it all to the air. I bring it all right here to you. And I'm going to continue to be me. I love all of you. I respect all of you. I know it doesn't always seem that way. I know I can get way, way out of hand over in left field somewhere, but I do love you all, and I respect each and every one of you, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindu, pantheists, atheists, whatever, Pentecostal, Baptist, Nazarene. I respect each and every one of you. I respect your creeds and your cultures and your dogmas and your religions and your traditions. And I think that's what makes this show a little bit different. I think that's what makes this station a little bit different. And I try to keep people around me that are the same way, who have that respect for others. But what we're really trying to do here at the station is bring folks together and try to come up with some ideas, try to come up with some workable plans that we can implement to bring a few of us together and make a few changes that we can see, make a few changes that can glean some measurable results, if you will. Many of you have causes. I've been looking at your causes, breast cancer, save the whales, save the dolphins, save the environment, climate change, protect the natives, protect the rainforest. All of these things are great, but I don't know if you're making any real headway. We know a lot of things about the government. We know a lot of things about these petitions. We know a lot of things about these organizations that is really disturbing for folks who really believe in petition.org. And some of these other organizations out there who purport to give you an opportunity to put your little digital name in and make some massive change in some situation out there. It's something that we need to talk about because in many cases you're just wasting your time and your effort and your energy and your passion. There's other ways to do these things. And Alternative Public Radio International is another way to make these things come to pass, these things that you're hoping will come to pass to bring change to whatever cause it is that you're passionate about. So, you know, check out my writing this morning, Divided We Fall. America is in trouble, folks. America, as you all know, most of you know, America is on the edge of the cliff. We're hanging on the very edge here. And we need some new ways of thinking. We need some new ideas. We need a fresh approach. I think we need to back up and take a hard look at what we're doing right now and the way we're doing it and the way we've been doing it. I think we need to take a hard look at the way we've been approaching these different situations around the world that concern all of us, some very dangerous situations. Sorry, she'll have to take that out. A little cough going on there. But get with the program here and help us with our many missions and programs and projects. Get on board. It doesn't cost you any money, just a little bit of time and effort. Check out our cross promotion project. And of course, hit the like button on the shows and invite all of your friends to the shows, as many as you possibly can. We've been blocked temporarily. I believe we're still blocked from a special event. I will check today and see. But it really helps when you all go and do what we do for most of you, and that's we go and invite 2 or 3,000 friends to your page. We promote you everywhere on all 26, 27, whatever platforms we have. We're still willing to do that for you all, but we accept some reciprocity. We really expect some reciprocity, some quid pro quo. We expect you all to work as hard for us as we work for you. As I said, tune into the show tonight and tomorrow night. Got Ms. Josephine Raines on tomorrow night co-hosting with me. I've got Mr. Donald Rutledge on tonight co-hosting with me. I want to say hello to Amanda Jackson and Anastasia. I want to say hello to Teresa Coetzee and Jay Fuller, Gordon Rensel, Dion Ballard, Crystal McCarrington backstage with Wolfman, my old buddy Wolfman, and my great friend Bill O'Connor, and of course, Julie Archcroft, not a sweeter woman on the planet. Tune in tonight, tune in tomorrow night, and we will be here, same time, same channel as always. And we're going to be talking about some very, very interesting subjects, including people being kicked off Facebook for having fake names or pseudonames and so forth and so on. Tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Many of you have been asking about that. So get ready, buckle your seat belts, and we'll see y'all tonight. This is Davenport in the Great Northwest. Take care.